Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
2 weeks until Santa comes. I guess 2 weeks from last night when Santa comes.
Wow.
It's getting very, very close, though. You can kind of feel the holidays around us. I mentioned yesterday, the day before, I think I said this yesterday, I'm so proud of my neighborhood because the house that's directly across from mine, it's a little unusual. We don't really, like, I know a lot of my neighbors, but the house immediately across, I think there's some folks that live in there. There's a child with special needs, and it's just one of those homes where you don't see people and you don't really talk to them. It's bizarre, but they don't light up the house at all. There's never any decorations. Mm. But outside of that, I would say that 90% of the homes in my neighborhood are lit up and they look fantastic. And I love driving in and seeing all the lights up.
Good.
So it's
That's
a great
nice.
Time for the holidays. I'm going to a little function tonight for the St. Louis County Police Officers. Jane's going to be there. We'll talk about that on the roundtable perhaps tomorrow. But the roundtable will feature Jane. Also tomorrow, State Rep. Steve Butts, State Senator Nick Schroer will make an appearance on the show. We'll have Paul Hall with some entertainment recommendations. We're getting close to some Christmas releases there. Frank Cusimano with some sports taking you into the weekend. And then Mark Malkoff, who is the author of a new book called Love Johnny Carson. He's going to join us. And Tim Summer on music. We'll talk a little music. You know, see, you were not here. I'm going to carve out a little time for you and I to pay a little homage to Raul Malo tomorrow. Because I know how big of a fan you were of the Mavericks. And it was just devastating when I heard that news. Now, I knew that he was very sick. In fact, I said to Becky, this is a true story, on Saturday, I'm listening to John Mayer's station. You know, I proclaim my love for that a lot on Sirius XM. And it's such an eclectic ride on that channel. That's one of the reasons I like it. And he played the Mavericks on Saturday. And, you know, I'd been tracking Raul in his health, and it was colon cancer. And he's been very sick, and they had to cancel the tour that they were planning for next year, in September. And then you just kind of got the feeling in the past few weeks that things were not going well. And I'm like, I told Becky, I'm like, man, I think Raul's going to die here in the next couple of days. And then he passed away. But the musical memories that that guy and that band provided me over the years, and, you know, used to work in country radio. They had a country radio run, but they really weren't a country band. They were a country rock. I don't even know how you don't really put them into a genre, because there was Latin influence, because, you know, Raul's from Cuba. The horns were fantastic. I said so many times, it's the type of band I could have taken someone to. You don't have to know anything about them or any of their music.
So
you would have
great.
Left and you would have been blown away. You would have said, when can I see these guys again?
You're absolutely right. And Trisha Yearwood, before she was married to Garth, was married to, I can't remember which member of the Mavericks. So they came and did a show at the Fox. It was the Mavericks and Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to follow the Mavericks.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that.
That's a good point.
Because they are awesome.
But Tim Sumner will be here tomorrow. We're going to talk a bunch of different music things, and we'll bring that topic up because, if you don't know who Raul was, he was a legend. He really was. He was really something special. So we'll get to that tomorrow. Brad Young's going to join us. There was some legal wranglings in a courtroom in Provo, Utah today for the punk kid who assassinated Charlie Kirk. They were making some decisions on cameras in the courtroom, etc. You know, one of the questions I'm going to ask Brad is, and I understand that we have the constitutional right to have ourselves defended even if we are pieces of human debris. But man, if you're a defense attorney, I know you're doing your job, you know, but you have to sometimes represent the worst of the worst. And again, I know it's your gig, but I just don't know how they do it. I told you this, Sue. I was good friends with Jeffrey Dahmer's attorney, Jerry Boyle.
Oh my goodness.
Jerry was a big deal in Milwaukee, and he loved my show. He was like one of the people when I got fired up there that actually wrote me a handwritten note telling me how much of a fan he was. But we would sit, and I wish I had a better memory, because he told me some stories about Dahmer that would just blow your mind even beyond what we already know about that freak. But again, you know, Jerry was a good dude. He was doing his job. We got Scott Rosenblum here that, you know, swoops in when people need help. I get that that's your right, but when you have to defend someone like this kid out there, ugh. So Brad will weigh in on that, and we'll have an audio cut of the day. Hey, I've been waiting for her to get on the line here, and she's very excited because there's some legislation, I think, that just passed. Congresswoman Ann Wagner with us this afternoon. Ann, how are you?
I am jubilant, and a jubilant for the American people and my constituents in Missouri 2nd District. I am hoarse because I have been I have lost my vote. I was whipping votes morning, noon, and night, and just spent 2 hours on the floor, and I am happy to say, right hot off the floor, that my Invest Act, the result of very hard work in the Financial Services Committee, it includes 22 bills that's going to supercharge our economy. It provides great prosperity and opportunity for Main Street retail investors. It helps small business owners grow, and it creates jobs in communities all around the nation. It passed 302-123. I got 87
wow.
Democrats on board. After Mark, I went round, because I'm sure that all of your listeners were, along with you, were up late last night watching my two-hour debate with Maxine Waters against Maxine Waters.
I'm actually kind of sorry I missed that then, yeah.
Well, there were some moments you'd have loved, and we were definitely taking jabs at each other, but it was 2 hours straight last night, went until about 9:15, 9:30 Eastern time, and it was must-see TV, I kind of feel, but then I'm a financial services.
You're a little biased, yeah. Well, but let's get specific here. Like, what would it do? One of the things I know about this is, I think, is it's supposed to cut some bureaucracy and red tape. So how does it do that?
Right. Like, so again, there are 22 different bills that were under one great big package called the Invest Act, and again, the Increasing Investor Opportunities Act. And this whole group of these bills is the summation of years of work by myself and other colleagues that I chair the Capital Markets Subcommittee in Financial Services. So I have been on this for 13 years. I have worked my fanny off on all of these things, and it does. It gets rid of onerous government regulations, gets them out of the way. It allows incredible access to capital for entrepreneurs and small businesses and corporations, so that they can either start either have a startup or grow their businesses. These businesses they create incredible good paying jobs for the future. They expand opportunities for Americans, and I can tell you, the other thing besides cutting regulations, allowing capital for small business and entrepreneurs. customers. It also allows everyday investors, Main Street investors, to not just Wall Street insiders, to share in the growth of Americans' most innovative companies. So all of these things are both batting back regulations, are pro-growth in allowing, as I said, more access, more choice, more lowering costs, more opportunities for, you know, frankly, for people to grow their retirement savings, their save for a rainy day, save for college tuition or a vo-tech school. We've got too many businesses and jobs that are leaving the heartland, and they're taking our kids and our future with them, Mark, and I'm tired of it. This Invest Act, it changes that by spurring job growth here in America, good-paying jobs. It's going to put more money in everybody's pocket and make life, I think, better and more affordable, certainly.
What was the main, because obviously you mentioned you got a lot of Democratic support here, which is awesome, but what was Maxine Waters' main opposition to this?
Oh, my gosh. You know, she doesn't like all sorts of provisions. She wants the Securities and Exchange Commission to rule your life. She wants there to be so many regulations and so much red tape and bureaucracy for small businesses, mid-sized businesses, people in the heartland to have to hurdles to go over that they just really throw in the towel and then aren't able to start their business and fund it and have capital in order to grow it.
Well, that's California, right? She defines California. The example that I use is I have a friend that's in the industrial gas industry. It's not real sexy, but it's nitrogen and oxygen to hospitals and to industry. And his territory is California. He said, you know, it's unbelievable just to build, if a hospital wanted to expand oxygen tanks. Remember during COVID, we had the argument about, is there enough oxygen? Well, it wasn't oxygen. It was liquid oxygen and the ability to, you know, convert it. But just to build, you know, more tanks in California, he said it takes 5-6 years that these things. So that's why people don't grow, because there's so much red tape. And we know that exists here in Missouri as well.
And I'm going to tell you what. So, and most of the capital that grows these businesses are concentrated on the coast in just a couple of cities. And leaving our critical region, like the great Midwest and the heartland, hurting entrepreneurs and startups and your average retail investor here in the second district in Missouri, while they're gotta either be in Silicon Valley or Boston or New York. And you know, that is where nearly 3/4 of all venture capital funding comes from. And literally they have a saying that they throw out there that is, move to the coast or move on.
Right.
And I had enough. So I have spent the better part of a number of years putting together this package of, as I said, 22 bills, a big collaborative effort. Obviously, common sense, good for everybody's community. That's how I got 87 Democrats on board this package. And again, I do things that are bipartisan and that are good government, good conservative, pragmatic policy that's going to grow our nation's opportunity, prosperity, and economy and jobs. And that's what this package is about. I have spent the better part, I feel like, of the last decade working on these bills. And here's what's beautiful about the vote tally, which was 302 to 123. And literally, and I bat back amendments and one thing after another that they tried to bring it down with. But now, because I have such a strong vote, 87 Dems on board, I can send this now over to Senate Banking with a great big Christmas bow on it and say, okay, team, pass this. Because my job is not just to get things across the finish line in the House. My job is to make law. And, you know, I'm part of the, I chair the GSD caucus, the Get Stuff, I'll clean it up for you, Get Stuff Done caucus.
We can use our imagination
there. That's
what
Ann Wagner
chair. Well, so did
I. Get Stuff Done chair, and not a show horse, a workhorse. These are why, you know, I just had another bill signed into law by the president, fighting against China and such. We make legislation, and I want this package to become law. So getting a big vote and running up the tally, and I'm sorry, I'm still out of breath. And
that's all right. That helps a lot with those numbers, I mean, for sure. Did Congressman Bell vote with you or not?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Oh, I don't know whether Wesley
okay.
voted with me.
All right.
I honestly don't.
Curious about that.
I don't know. I got 87. I can tell you. I mean, I'm going to throw names out that people will be flabbergasted. But Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Catherine Clark, their whip. I mean, I had some pretty high-powered Dems behind this. And Greg Meeks from New York helped carry this bill with me. And I know they had tremendous pressure from ranking member Maxine Waters, and she pushed back hard. But they bucked her, and I bucked her hard for 2 hours of debate last night. And as I said, I'm sorry if you all missed it. But I have to find some of the audio.
I need to find some of the audio for that. All right, let me ask you just while we have you here, Ann Wagner, Congresswoman Ann Wagner with us, about some other things that are in the news right now. Were you, as a member of any of your committees, I think you have one of the intelligence committees, able to see the so-called double tap or the hit on the Venezuelan drug boat or not? Were you able to see that video?
Any of the tape on it. They've had it at the Gang of Eight, and I believe that we're going to have some briefings on that before we leave for Christmas. So we'll be in, we're in through the end of this week, obviously, and we're in all of next week. So I believe I've got two more intelligence briefings, and we've been seeing a lot of things. I'm also going to get an update, not that I'm going to be able to talk about it much,
right.
about Venezuela and some things going on with China and some other sensitive areas, but I did see the footage of the oil tanker, I can tell you, the other day. That was something yesterday. This tanker that's been under sanctions since 2022 and has literally been running, oil from Iran all over the place, financing Hezbollah. I mean, boy, I got to hand it to the Marines and the Coast Guard personnel who successfully executed that operation just the other day without any incident or casualties. And but I mean, we're serious. We are serious about enforcing sanctions on these rogue dictators like the Ayatollah, and smuggling Iranian oil on the black market is not okay. And this vessel has been under sanctions now since 2022, and we got her yesterday. So I saw all the footage on that, but I have not.
We get to
seen...
keep the oil. I mean, we're bringing it to one of our ports, right? We're going to take the oil, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, that's what the president says. Why not? I mean, we might as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more question, Ann, though, before I let you go, just because, we just opened up the government, right? You and I talked about that quite a bit here in the last couple of months. We're not too far away from another one of these votes, especially because the holidays are coming here quick, and before you know it, it's going to be January. So what would you say about that? Because aren't we going to get into the same pickle, if you will, at the end of January?
Well, I can tell you that the Senate is moving next. We obviously have passed one minibus of multiple appropriations. There's another five appropriations that the Senate is pulling together right now. They are supposed to send it to us right after the first of the year when we get back from New Year's, and that'll peel off another five. We've got a total of 12. I guess that's then to nine. I have to tell you, but we're waiting on the Senate to send us that package. They are very, very close on it. What we did do this week was to pass the National Defense Authorization Act, which is huge and huge for St. Louis. You know, Mark, this is going to bring $4 billion to the St. Louis area in significant investment in major defense programs. We've got a big defense industry, industrial base and contractors there. I mean, we're talking $2.6 billion for the F-47 is coming to St. Louis for that fighter jet. $460 million for the MQ-25, that's the Stingray refueling drone, I believe. Another $400 million for F-18 modifications. We've got $187 million for the JDAMs, which are the GPS precision bombs that go into kind of urban warfare. They used a lot of them in Israel, buys them into the Gaza Strip, and if you have any kind of urban warfare. So, I mean, that's $4 billion in major defense,
along
with pay raises for the troops and, you know, and some other really tremendous things that support Israel, take on China. We have a large Bosnian contingency in the 2nd District, and then we had a big win on Bosnia, and it included my language on the bill to protect Bosnia's Dayton Peace Agreement. That's my legislation, and this absolutely codified some important sanctions to promote peace in the Western Balkans. So we had some big wins. We did get the defense authorization. We sent it over to the Senate. I think they're going to have, well, they'll have to act by next week on it. And then once that authorization is finished, I believe after the first of the year, they will send us the appropriations packages, and we'll be able to move. But we're on thin margins here, just a couple seats. So
yeah, I know. It's not getting any easier. It's not. And then you have some nice infighting between, you know, fellow congressional members Nancy Mace and Elise Stefanik with the speakers. So there's drama that's in the background there as well.
As a chairman of the Get Stuff Done caucus, I do not get myself involved in them. I call it the Mean Girls problem.
Yeah.
I'm here to work and to pass good, strong legislation like the Invest Act today and send it over to Senate and make it law. That's why I'm here. This is about investing in our community, investing in our jobs, investing in our future, and that's why I come to work every
day. Well, you go catch your breath and get that voice back, and hopefully I'm going to see you and Ray here before Christmas. We'll start trying to get a little dinner on the calendar, see if we can do that. So I'll get back with you soon.
Good. All right. Take care. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.